Now, my second story comes to us from Tanzania, and it's one of my favorites. And all of you are so colorfully dressed today, I think you must have gotten the memo, because you are going to be the beautiful, enchanted, magical birds who will wave their wings and make a change. You see, once upon a time, high beyond the mountains, there was a beautiful farming community on a plateau. It looked almost as if it reached to the heavens and took in the nutrition from the sun and the photosynthesis and all those big, wonderful science words that we have to learn. And you know, the crops in that village were magnificent. An apple that we might buy at Ralph's or Vaughn's, our local markets, if you're not from this area, usually comes out this size if it's extra large. But in this village, an apple was easily this big. You and I would have to share one. And that's how most of the people became friends. Everything was plentiful there, and people share freely. No wars, because there was enough for all. And people felt comfortable sharing everything they had, knowing that more was plentiful. It was good in this village until one day. One day, the shadow of a giant bird covered the entire village, and things disappeared. First, chickens disappeared. The next day, cows and sheep disappeared. Pigs disappeared. And when all the livestock used for feeding humans were gone, food disappeared. Young man, what's your favorite vegetable? I thought so. You look like a broccoli man. That was the first to go. Young lady, what's your favorite fruit? They just rolled up and disappeared. I'm telling you, within a week, nothing was left. The people in the village were terribly worried. They didn't know what to think. All they knew was they would see a shadow on the ground, the shape of a giant bird. They'd hear the wings whoosh, whoosh. They'd see an iridescent glow as a shadow moved across. And food was no longer plentiful. They went to the chief's house and they said, "Chief, what are we gonna do? The food's all disappearing. We're gonna starve. This is bad. Really bad." The chief was not worried. He had seen this developing and he had a plan. He said, Tomorrow, I want you to get all the fathers, the uncles, and the grandfathers together. Get them up early in the morning, even before your Starbucks or your Pete's coffee. Gather them here. We will give them axes, knives, and machetes and send them up the hill. They will go to the place where the great yellowwood tree stands. That's where that bird lives. If we chop down that tree, the bird will go away. He'll find a new home and we'll be safe. "Great plan, Chief. Thank you. You're saving my family. All of our families, thank you." Well, they weren't so happy to get up early in the morning, especially without their coffee. But all those fathers, grandfathers, and uncles, they did march up the hill. And when they got to the top of the hill, they saw that great yellowwood tree. They circled around it and they sharpened their knives, axes, and machetes. It sounded like this. "Shh, shh, shh. Help me out. Shh, shh, shh. Shh, shh, shh. Shh, shh, shh." They were sharp and shiny. They circled again around that tree and they started to chop and chop and chop. The sweat was dripping down from their brow, and right around lunchtime, the tree shook enough to wake the bird. And that bird, she started to sing a song that I'll teach you so you can repeat later. It went like this. Bird of light, rainbow bright, magic is my true delight. I'll do it piece by piece so you can join in. Bird of light. One more. Bird of light, rainbow bright, magic is my true delight. Magic is my true delight. That song was so sweet, like a lullaby. Fathers, uncles, and grandfathers fell asleep under the tree. They slept all afternoon long. And you know, while they were sleeping, they had sweet dreams. Dreams about all the countries they had visited, the people they had seen in the past. And they dreamed about all the loves that they had known back in the day. And they dreamed about the battles they had fought and won, the glory days. They were beautiful dreams, but by nightfall, it was their stomachs growling that woke them up. The tree was still standing. They were all a day hungrier. And worse yet, they had to go home and tell everybody, no food tonight. It was not a good welcome home. Everybody was one more day more frustrated and hungry and desperate. So the next day, the chief gathered together all the young people, the teenagers, the warriors. He said, run up that hill. Go to the great yellow wood tree. Chop it down. Save this village. They were dutiful. They knew their job. So they got up early, ran up that hill, all that vim and vigor. They sharpened their knives, axes, and machetes. Circled around that tree and chopped and chopped. You know, the tree had to start to shake with all that energy. And the bird woke up to sing again. Bird of light, rainbow bright, magic is my true delight. And all those teenagers, 20-something people, who can party all they fell asleep in the middle of the afternoon. Yes, they did. They had beautiful dreams, too. But their dreams were of the future. All the daydreams they could imagine about where they'd visit, who they'd fall in love with, and the battles they would fight and win someday in the future. They only woke up because their stomachs started to growl too. And they saw the tree was still standing. And they quietly walked back home to tell everybody that they couldn't save them either. It was looking pretty grim for this whole village until the chief said, I'll do it. Bring me all the children, young, wild, free, energetic, and eager. Bring me those children tomorrow morning, and we'll go up that hill and save this village. Well, the kids got up. And they had to run to keep up with the chief with his long legs. And they carefully sharpened their knives, axes, and machetes. They circled around that tree just like their teachers had taught them in games on the schoolyard. And they carefully chopped and chopped. But when one child became tired, another one filled in, and they took turns, just like they had learned in school. And one child started to get tired and a little bored. Somebody elbow him and say, concentrate, stay on task. just like their teachers had taught them. And those kids worked all afternoon long. And even when the tree started to shake and the bird sang her song, bird of light, rainbow bright, magic is my true delight. Those children did the amazing things that children will do when they are using the energy and light and love within them. They focused and they accomplished the job at hand. And at nightfall, as the stars started to shine in the sky, that great big yellow wood tree started to bend and eventually fell to the ground. The bird, with the beautiful song, lifted her wings and flew away. The children looked in the shadows of the leaves on the ground, and they saw the pigs and the cows and the mangoes and the broccoli from their own village scattered amongst the branches. They grabbed up everything they could, and they proudly marched home behind the chief. When they got home, there was a great feast laid out, and many of the foods that they had retrieved were laid for the people. The chief said, tonight we will celebrate. Not the elders who fell asleep on the job and got lost in the past. That's why they failed us. We won't celebrate the warriors, the young teenagers full of energy. But they were daydreaming about the future and missed this opportunity to heal and save. No, we will celebrate the children who focused on the task at hand, not being distracted by the otherworldly concerns. We will focus on the children who found ways to cooperate and work together. They remembered that each day is special and new. That's why we call it the present. It's a gift to be used well by each of us. We will celebrate that energy, that instinct to be fresh and new. We will all remember it from this day on. And even when it gets a little shaky, I'll give you a song to help you remember that the fire, the light, the answers are all inside each of us. And they sang, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We've all been given a special gift. And with life and opportunity, please let your light shine so that others too might learn to tell their stories and we can solve the problems of the world.